country. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Boise.
You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from United States Postal Service, dedicated to putting reliability at the core of USPS Ground Advantage to help businesses operate smoothly. More at usps.com/groundadvantage. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There's the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra, led by conductor Neeme Järvi. And a tune from Edvard Grieg's Lyric Pieces for Keyboard, we heard Shepherd Boy, arranged for orchestra, here on Kansas Public Radio, kicking off our noon hour of classical music. I'm Jeff Watson, here to keep the music going as we get into the afternoon time. In this noon hour, that's going to mean a visit from the ensemble I Solisti Italiani and some early orchestral music from the Italian operatic composer Urbano Wolf-Ferrari and his Serenade for Strings, plus a little bit of piano trio music by Franz Schubert, all in just a little bit, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for being on hand. We're going to continue with the Swedish Radio Symphony Orchestra, conductor Esa-Pekka Salonen, with one of the most famous compositions from Swedish composer Hugo Lofven, and something that's one of the most famous pieces of classical music in Sweden generally, which describes the capering and fun of a Midsummer Night Vigil, Swedish Rhapsody No. 1, Midsummer Night Vigil, here on Kansas Public Radio. The Midsummer Night Vigil, or Swedish Rhapsody No. 1, by composer Hugo Alfvén, played by the Swedish Radio Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Esa-Pekka Salonen on Kansas Public Radio. Hope you enjoyed that. It's 12:25, and in the second half of the hour, we have a beautiful serenade for strings by Italian composer Urbano Wolf-Ferrari still to come. That'll be in just under 10 minutes' time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the LMH Health Women's Center, offering a variety of women's health services for patients of all ages. More information is available at lmh.org. Another hot one today. It's 93 here on the KU campus, and we're warming up to 98, with heat indexes as hot as 107. An extreme heat warning is in effect for the KPR listening area. It'll last until 9 this evening. Tonight's lows in the mid-70s. Now tomorrow, we have a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. And with that, it's going to become a little bit of a break from the heat. Highs around 88 tomorrow. Low of 73 Tuesday night. Here is the Bozar Trio, a little chamber music, a piano trio movement by Schubert on Kansas Public Radio. A piano trio movement in B-flat major, music by Franz Schubert, performed by the Bozar Trio, here on Kansas Public Radio. 12:35 is the time, and NPR News awaits us at the top of the hour, with more classical music to follow. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. And online, of course, kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us here on a Monday afternoon. We thank all donors and sustaining members. When you become a sustaining member, it's a great way to recognize that KPR is here for you day in and day out. You can be here for KPR in the same way. Support us with an ongoing monthly gift, and feel great knowing that every time you tune into KPR, you're a part of making it happen. Become a sustainer today at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you for your support. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, providing peer counseling, advocacy, and independent living skills training to promote individual choice to persons with disabilities. Details are at iclinc.org. We're joined next by the ensemble I Solisti Italiani, with some music from Italian composer Urbano Wolf-Ferrari, who was a great composer of operas in the early 20th century. Before that, he was a student at the Royal Academy of Music in Munich, and around 1893, while there, at age 17, he composed the following Serenade for String Orchestra. Here it is with I Solisti Italiani on Kansas Public Radio. From Italian composer Emanuele Ferrari, something he came up with at age 17 in 1893, a serenade for string orchestra, performed there by the ensemble I Solisti Italiani, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's almost 1 p.m. and about time for NPR News. In the next hour, we've got Mozart and the 22nd Piano Concerto. That and much more still to come. Hope you can stay with us for more on KPR.
2026...
Morning Edition, weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and online at KansasPublicRadio.org.
NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, where drivers can bundle and customize their home and auto insurance in one place with the goal of protecting what matters most. Coverage options at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Music for you by a Hungarian composer, Ernst von Dohnányi. That was called The Wedding Waltz from a three-act pantomime written in 1908 called The Veil of Piriette. The English Symphonia and conductor John Ferrer getting things started in our 1 p.m. hour of the classics on Monday afternoon. An hour that is going to bring us Mozart in just a little while. We'll have along the Philharmonia Orchestra and pianist Danny Fisher for the 22nd Piano Concerto. That and much more wonderful music still to come here. Thanks for being on hand. I'm Jeff Watson, and we'll continue with the Hartley Trio. A little English chamber music, John Ireland's Fantasy Trio in A Minor, for you next on Kansas Public Radio. The performance by the Hartley Trio and some English chamber music, a fantasy trio in A minor by composer John Ireland, here on Kansas Public Radio. 1:23 now, and there'll be NPR News at the top of the hour. We've got classical music until 3 this afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Stiefel Theater with Gillian Welch and David Rawlings, Friday, August 7th, celebrating their album Woodland, and performances on Stephen Colbert and NPR's Tiny Desk, stiefeltheater.org, and the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu. 94 degrees right now on the KU campus, and an extreme heat warning continues for the KPR listening area till 9 this evening. Ultimately, we should fetch up with highs around 98 today with heat indexes as hot as 107. Lows in the mid-70s tonight. Tomorrow, there is a 40% chance of showers, and temperatures are going to drop somewhat to about 88. Lows around 73 for Tuesday night. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, with 5 locations across eastern Kansas, in Topeka, Osage City, Iola, Emporia, and El Dorado, working to empower persons with disabilities. More at rcilinc.org. Time to bring you some Mozart. We're going to listen to one of the later piano concertos, one described as vigorous and rhythmically attacking, one composed in 1785. This is Piano Concerto Number 22 in E-flat major. Conductor Wolfgang Sawallisch and the Philharmonia Orchestra have the performance with pianist Danny Fisher next on Kansas Public Radio. Mozart Piano Concerto from 1785. That one was the 22nd concerto in E-flat major, played by the Philharmonia Orchestra, conducted by Wolfgang Sawallisch, along with pianist Danny Fisher, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's almost 2 p.m. Stay tuned in a moment for NPR News. In the next hour, classics continue. We'll have for you the Quitely Dances from Gloriana by Benjamin Britten. That plus the Spanish harp concerto, the Concierto Serenata, by Joaquin Rodrigo, a performance of the Monte Carlo National Opera Orchestra, awaits us in the 2 p.m. hour. Thanks for being with us today on a Monday afternoon. We've got a little bit more for you. Hope you can stick around right here on Kansas Public Radio.
Lambert from NPR News.
All things considered today from 3 to 7 at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, working with individuals, families, and communities to promote independent living skills and individual choice to persons with disabilities. More information at rcilinc.org.
Life Vigil is scheduled tonight. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from DuckDuckGo, a private search engine and browser. DuckDuckGo believes AI should be optional and private. Now, a Duck.ai users can chat privately with AI. Learn more at Duck. AI. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There a visit from the Academy of Ancient Music, conducted by Christopher Hawkwood. And from composer Christoph Willibald Gluck, we heard the Dance of the Furies from Orfeo and Eurydice here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome once again. I'm Jeff Watson. Some more classical music for a Monday afternoon is on the way. Coming up is the Camerata Cologne and a suite for Winds and Strings by Georg Philipp Telemann. Not to mention the Monte Carlo National Opera Orchestra. They got quite a performance later of the Concierto Serenata, the Spanish Harp Concerto by Joaquin Rodrigo. Stay with us for that on KPR. What we have next is the London Symphony and conductor Stuart Bedford with some famous music written by Benjamin Britten. That was written in 1953 as part of the opera Gloriana, which was premiered at the coronation festivities of Queen Elizabeth II and depicted the life and times of Queen Elizabeth I of the 16th century. An opera that has subsequently not been very much often reperformed, but a famous section from that opera survives as a concert work, collection of courtly dances from Gloriana, which we'll hear next with the London Symphony here on KPR. From Benjamin Britten, music written in 1953 as part of the coronation festivities of Elizabeth II, and from an opera all about the life of Elizabeth I of the 16th century, courtly dances from Gloriana. We heard Stuart Bedford lead the London Symphony in that recording here on Kansas Public Radio. 2:20 now. Thanks for being with us on a Monday afternoon. Still to come, in a little over 10 minutes' time, is the Monte Carlo National Opera Orchestra and harpist Catherine Michel with the Concierto Serenata, the Spanish Harp Concerto, by Joaquin Rodrigo. That's still to come on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, presenting Don Flemons of the Carolina Chocolate Drops in Lawrence's South Park on Sunday, August 23rd. More information at fidpick.org. And Audio Reader, hosting a donation drive at KMUW in Wichita, July 27th, 4 to 7 p.m. Accepting gently used stereo equipment, vinyl records, cassette tapes, and instruments. More at reader.ku.edu/audio sale. An extreme heat warning continues for the KPR listening area till 9 o'clock tonight. Right now it's 94 on the KU campus, inching our way to a high of about 99, with heat index values topping out at 110. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 77. There's a small break from the summer heat. Tomorrow, we have a 40% chance of showers on Tuesday, and we'll have high temperatures around 89. Next up, the musicians of Camerata Cologne, and music by Georg Philipp Telemann, Suite for Flute, Strings, and Harpsichord, on Kansas Public Radio. From Georg Philipp Telemann, Suite No. 4, for Flute, Strings, and Harpsichord, performed by the ensemble Camerata Cologne, here on Kansas Public Radio. Where it's now 2:34 at 3 p.m., it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News, followed by more classical music tonight from 7 to 8 p.m., and Classics Live from 8 to 9. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. We're glad you could join us here on a Monday afternoon. Kansas is going to hold its primary election on August 4th, and with more than 20 candidates for governor in the U.S. Senate, it can be hard to keep track. We asked each of the candidates to record a pitch, especially for KPR listeners. You can hear them at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Be informed and vote. Time to welcome in the Monte Carlo National Opera Orchestra. And a famous concerto, one written in 1952 by Joaquin Rodrigo. The Spanish composer wrote this originally for the harpist Nicanor Zabaleta back in the day. It's his Concierto Serenata, a sunny harp concerto meant to depict a group of young musicians walking down a Spanish avenue. Here's the Monte Carlo National Opera Orchestra, led by Antonio de Almeida, along with harpist Catherine Michel, on Kansas Public Radio. A Spanish Harp Concerto. The Concierto Serenata, written in 1952 by Joaquin Rodrigo. Performed by the Monte Carlo National Opera Orchestra. Conducted by Antonio de Almeida. With harpist Catherine Michel, today on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is almost 3 p.m. and just about time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, catch more classical music between 7 and 8 p.m. Then Classics Live from 8 to 9. I'm Jeff Watson, and I'll be back with you tomorrow at noon on KPR, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered comes from Creativity Matters, mental health counseling services, where art and therapy come together, offering therapy for adults, families, children, and more. Information about services and scheduling at creativitymattersllc.com.